On the back of the sports rorts affair, the Morrison government's coming under fire over its handling of another multi-million dollar grant fund. Western Australian communities in the grip of an unprecedented dry say that they've been overlooked in favour of higher rainfall coastal regions under the $300 million Drought Community Support Program. The WA government will be demanding answers at today's meeting of federal and state agriculture ministers in Launceston. Cathy Van Axtell has this.
For the first time in the state's history, millions of litres of drinking water is being trucked into more than a dozen WA towns and farming communities in the state's southwest, which is in the grip of an unprecedented dry. Dundas Shire is in the Goldfields Esperance region, an area known as the Southern Rangelands. Peter Fitchett is the CEO.
You know, some of these properties were in families' names for longer than 117 years. And these people are carting water, they're destocking. We've got feral camels overrunning properties out of the desert. It's really dire. We've got camels stuck in mud ponds. We've got some issues and we're just getting cold shoulders everywhere we turn to.
Last month, the federal government announced 35 WA councils will each receive up to $1 million from the Drought Community Support Initiative. But not one of the 17 councils in the drought-ravaged pastoral regions qualified, including Dundas. Peter Fitchett says it's money desperately needed in his shire.
Yeah, we were quite surprised that we didn't make the cut, but looking into and researching it a little bit, it appears that they used the wrong weather gauge. They used the one in Norseman and not the one on the properties or the stations out on the Nullarbor.
Have you made approaches to the federal government?
We've lobbied through our local members. We just keep being told that there's criteria and there's a minister's discretion, and we don't make it.
Western Australia missed out altogether in the first round of drought community support funding. This second round has sparked anger about how the grants have been allocated, with the driest regions overlooked for coastal higher rainfall areas like Busselton and Albany.
Everywhere seems to be having a water shortage at the moment, but some areas that received this funding certainly aren't as impacted as others.
WA Local Government Association President Lynn Craigie is demanding a please explain from the government.
There is anger. People don't think it's fair and don't see that WA is missing out for what reason.
Lynn Craigie says it's a bizarre outcome that's left farming communities disappointed and confused.
Disbelief, particularly as the minister had been over and visited the rangelands only in October, November last year, I think it was November, and appeared at that stage to understand the problem and yet went away and that wasn't taken into account in the methodology.
The Local Government Association says there's a problem with the criteria applied to the program.
They only looked at declining rainfall over the last 2 years. Many of our regions have been suffering it a lot longer than that, so the last 2 years don't in fact show much of a decline because there wasn't much rain happening. And they also looked at population size and employment in the region. You had to have a significant amount of your population involved in agriculture. That's not always the case, but it doesn't mean the farmers in those areas and the local governments aren't doing it tough.
There's also confusion about how the criteria has been applied. Peter Fitchett believes it's political.
It looks like we've got 400 days to election.
Do you believe this is an example of pork barrelling?
Well, to us it is, because there is no ways that we don't make the cut. To us, it's a blatant ignorance. We're not enough to make a difference for elections. We're only in the whole shire 770 people of 95,000 hectares. We're getting a cold shoulder wherever we turn, federal and state.
That's not the view of all councils who've missed out on the funding. Shane Van Stein is Mayor of Greater Geraldton.
We're probably as surprised about missing out as a lot of shires were surprised about being included, to be honest. It was a bit of an announcement out of the blue for many people on both sides of the fence. And whilst we're disappointed that we weren't included, and particularly I feel more for some of those Southern Rangeland shires, some of those smaller ones that surround where we are. We do have a diverse economy, and that's one of the things that rules us out from this funding, which is in a unique set of circumstances. We are thankful for support in our region, but yeah, would have liked to have seen a methodology that potentially saw those areas in drought better covered than those that aren't.
So do you think this really is about the eligibility criteria. There is ministerial discretion in this, and certainly there's been a view expressed that this could be a government looking to the next election.
The government, of course, with all things sports grants at the moment, is very nervous about ministerial interventions, and I really don't see that being the case, awarding it in any sort of discretionary way. This would be more about a funding formula that's been tried to fit.
The state government is also unhappy about the funding criteria. It will raise the matter at today's meeting of state and federal agriculture ministers in Tasmania.
It simply doesn't make sense that local government areas which are experiencing their lowest rainfalls on record somehow missed out, and other local government areas who no one would say are in drought receive the money.
Water Minister Dave Kelly will be attending today's meeting. He's criticised the Commonwealth for not consulting with state or local government.
You would think that would be a good news story for the federal government, but that round of grant funding has left a lot of local governments angry and a lot of people scratching their heads trying to figure out how and why it was made.
The government is obviously under fire around allocation of funds. Are there questions about whether certain areas were preferenced over others for political reasons?
I'm not sure that that's the case. I think what the criticism that is often the case is the criteria is set based on the conditions on the East Coast. When you apply them to WA, the model just doesn't fit. The minister for that particular round of funding referred to some work, I think it was Ernst & Young, a report that Ernst & Young had prepared. Now, when you look at that report, all the rainfall figures were from the Murray-Darling. There were no rainfall figures from WA used to formulate the recommendations from that report. Now, if you're not going to consider the circumstances that WA is in, well, then the grants are probably not going to hit the mark. And I think that's the case here in WA.
That's WA Water Minister Dave Kelly ending that report by Cathy Van Extel. We did approach the Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud for comment in a press release issued yesterday. He said that additional funding has been made available, but only to the council areas previously identified.